Hello, my name's Galen, and I am your presenter this week. And now with this week's sport news with Olivia.
This week, some children in Key Stage 2 have been to a cross-country competition, and the years 3 and 4 came third altogether. And Alia in Class 11, Year 5, came third in her individual race.
Brilliant. Now to Grace with this week's poem.
This week, we are reading a poem by Mary Howitt called The Spider and the Fly. This poem will be read by Grace, Harper and Fleur.
Will you walk into my parlour, said the spider to the fly. 'Tis the prettiest little parlour that ever you did spy. The way into my parlour is up a winding stair, and I've a many pretty things to show when you are there. Oh no, said the little fly, to ask me is in vain, for who goes up your winding stair can ne'er come down again.
I'm sure you must be weary, dear, we're soaring up so high. Will you rest upon my little bed, said the spider to the fly. There are pretty curtains strewn around, the sheets are fine and thin, and if you'd like to rest a while, I'll snugly tuck you in. Oh no, said the little fly, for I've often heard it said, they never ever wake again who sleep upon your bed.
Said the cunning spider to the fly, dear friend, what can I do? To prove the warm affection I've always felt for you, I have within my pantry good store of all that's nice. I'm sure you're very welcome, will you please to take a slice? Oh no, said the little fly, kind sir, that cannot be. I've heard what's in your pantry, and I do not wish to see.
Sweet creature, said the spider, you're witty and you're wise. How handsome are your gauzy wings, how brilliant are your eyes. I've a little looking glass upon my parlour shelf. If you'll step one moment, you shall behold yourself. I thank you, gentle sir, she said, for what you're pleased to say. I'm bidding you good morning now, I'll call another day. The spider turned him round about and went into his den, for well he knew the silly fly would soon come back again. So he wove a subtle web in a corner sly, and set his table ready to dine upon the fly.
Then he came out to his door again, and merrily did sing, come hither, hither, pretty fly, with a pearl and silver wing. Your robes are green and purple, there's a crest upon your head, and your eyes are like a diamond bright, but mine are dull as lead. Alas, alas, how very soon this silly little fly, hearing his wily words,
came slowly flitting by.
With buzzing wings she hung aloft, then nearer and nearer drew,
thinking only of her brilliant eyes and green and purple hue, thinking only of her crest head, poor foolish thing. At last up jumped the cunning spider and fiercely held her fast. He dragged her up his winding stair into his dismal den, within his little parlour, but she ne'er came out again.
And now, dear little children, who may this story read, to idle, silly, flattering word I pray you ne'er give heed. Unto an evil counsellor, close heart and ear and eye, and take a lesson from this tale of the spider and the fly.
Now with this week's joke, Lila.
This week, we have Olivia from Class 11 saying her joke.
What do you call a fly with no wings? A walk.
Very funny. Now with William with this week's music segment.
This week in brass lessons, the S6s have been working on learning Crazy in Love by Beyoncé.
Bye.
on May 18th, 2003. Its length is 3.56 minutes, and it made $1 billion. Its key was D minor, and it was in the album Dangerously in Love.
And that's it for this week. Don't forget to tune in next time.